Listener Sanders wrote, I love y'all's new format since the creation of the classical station. Now I can get talk or classical whenever I want, plus great jazz and blues at night, and still favorites like Smooth Landing and American Songbook. Listener Nancy wrote, there's a piece of music I hear every Saturday, and I would love to know the name. Last week it was played at about 10:20, and it featured piano and Hawaiian guitar, maybe steel. Thank you for your attention. Ken Campbell of our staff looked into this request and reported that it is Randy Newman's Dixie Flyer from the CD Land of Dreams. Car Talk frequently uses it. And thanks to Nancy for being so specific about date and time. That is what enables us to track down items like this. You know, once at a former station, I got a call from a listener who said, what was that real pretty piece you played a couple of years ago? I said, Pachelbel's Canon.
Wednesday, April 15th, 1:06 p.m.
Hi there, this is Clive Edgerton calling. I don't know how many times I've been driving in my car and said to myself, I need to call Rachel Lewis Hilburn and tell her what a fantastic job she does on the radio, on Coastline. I hear these programs and I turn them on and I think, wow, that's provocative. Takes a little bit of courage and foresight and humanity to do this show. And then I listen, and the questions are always exactly right. And I just get a lot out of these shows, and I bet a lot of people do. But they're driving, and they get home, and they get sick kids jumping on them or something, and they forget. So I can't tell you how much I thank you. I guess I can. I'm trying to. For the job that you do, the professional job, that you do on that show. It's unusual for a local NPR show to have that quality, and I want you to know how much I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Carol Bigwood wrote, I miss Midday Cafe at 1 p.m. I never get to listen at 7 p.m. or Great American Songbook at 8. 2 hours of the Diane Rehm Show is a bit too much. Jerry and Cherry Cribbs said, we appreciate all the station does for the nonprofits in the area and all the support the classical lovers do for WHQR. Justin Bashaw said, I applaud the decision to divide WHQR's programming into two separate stations. My access to world news and fine classical music has never been more convenient. Larry and Libby Oldham wrote, we love the inclusion of choral and vocal music in the classical mix. Leslie and Martin Posey said, WHQR remains high-quality radio. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-9477. Thanks for your feedback.